The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, will be hosting a week of activities in observance of Disabilities Awareness Week between December 4 and 9. This year's Disabilities Awareness Week will be centered on the theme Inclusive Information, Communication Technologies, the Way to the Future. Executive Director for the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, outlines the significance of the week and the various activities scheduled to take place.
It is a time when we highlight here in Jamaica and across the world, highlight the work and the worth of persons with disabilities and seek to push the inclusive agenda in terms of making sure that persons with disabilities are included in society more and more. So while we communicate this throughout the year, during this week, International Day and International Week for Persons with Disabilities, we highlight persons with disabilities in a different way.
The week was launched with a national church service held on Sunday, December 4, which saw persons with disabilities, PWDs, and other stakeholders in worship together.
On the Monday, December 5, we have a public lecture at the University of the West Indies Center for Disability Studies. And this public lecture will be guided by a selected panel of professionals within the disability sector and in the field of technology to look at the use of technology and how it can enhance the employment of persons with disabilities. We will be having an outside broadcast for this one as well.
The JCPD will partner with the Social Development Commission, SDC, on Wednesday, December 7 to stage a Business Development and Technology Expo in St. Anne at the St. Anne's Bay Taxi Car Park. This is geared towards showcasing the work of PWDs and other entrepreneurs. A representative from the SDC, Colette Carr, says in planning the expo, her agency realized the need for sustainability in service delivery in persons with disabilities. This, she says, will be done through the Moving Outside Vulnerabilities for Economic Development (MOOT) program, which targets persons with disabilities.
This program is being implemented under one of our seven programs within the Social Development Commission, and that is the Local Economic Development Support Program, which focuses on national economic growth and wealth creation through community business initiatives.
Ms. Carr says the MOOT program will also focus on training individuals in entrepreneurship, customer service, and business proposal writing.
We decided that we could offer something a little bit more sustainable than a one-day business fair where we would be exhibiting these individuals' business initiatives, to taking it a little step further to offering them some kind of capacity building, which is one of the components within the Local Economic Development Support Program.
Looking beyond Disabilities Week, the JCPD is also calling for a more barrier-free environment for PWDs. Ms. Hendricks says, while various entities have been making an effort to make their physical spaces more accessible for disabled individuals, more needs to be done to ensure that information is also accessible to that group. Mrs. Hendricks also says doing so will benefit the entire society, as PWDs will be able to participate and contribute to the country.
If we make our environment barrier-free, then it will enable persons with disabilities to have access to the space, have access to enjoy life, you know, to be part of society, to go shopping, to come and do business, to be a part of society as they need to be. A barrier-free society is not just the physical environment, of course, but we also want the information and the communication from different companies to make sure that they are also barrier-free so they can understand and they can communicate with the service providers.
Executive Director for the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks. Throughout the week, various disability sector partners will host other events across the island.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.